Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 8th of May, recording at 9:27 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. In terms of Asian stock markets, stunning gains generally. A number of new highs. Some of the best gains coming in markets that have been closed for the early May holiday. That included the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index. It closed pretty well all last week, and China really surging moves there. But again, India just been hitting new highs most days, continued to do so. The Philippines are absolutely romping in here. So very, very strong. And Australia, which had a bit of a wobble last week, but then put on a good gain, a reasonable gain on Friday. I think it was last Thursday they got hit fairly hard. Reasonable gain Friday and was quite strong in here today. So pushing right back up to the higher side of its range. Now Europe started off with firm gains, but then lost it and closed mixed, little up, little down among the markets. And Wall Street, which had been firm earlier on, closed pretty much unchanged. I'm in here on the day. Government bonds reversed earlier gains, closed mostly with modest losses. The US dollar had been quite weak at the beginning, but recovered some of that, mainly against the euro and Swiss franc and probably sterling in here. I'm just looking to, yes. But it remained weaker against the yen. The yen had a strong day in here. And metals. Now, it was mostly a day of consolidations, but they closed well off the lows. And lead, which has been a wallflower against the general market rally, was a bit firmer. Nickel, which has been quite strong recently, had a pretty good day in here. And as I say, the precious metals closing well off the day's earlier lows. As I speak, gold's down $4.10 in the after hours trading, but it was down another nearly $9. And oil sold off early in the day. You remember it was hit hard on Thursday and Friday, but couldn't hold the decline and is back just trading as I speak at the $70 level. That's the NYMEX crude, and that's near the top of the previous fairly large trading range, so there is some technical support around this level. Okay, where are we actually going here? Well, as far as global stock markets are concerned, it is unusual to be in the 39th month of a good global rally without having seen a reasonably significant correction. Now, some people may quite rightly point to some markets around the world which have certainly seen some quite reasonable corrections in the last 3 to 6 months or so. But those are very much in the minority, and overall it's been a pretty stunning performance. The real wallflower in terms of lagging in overall percentages remains Wall Street, reflecting the secular bear, which I've long defined as a generation of PE ratio contraction. Owen's got an item on the site today, or will when I post it shortly, that discusses this. So against this general background of equities, though, this long run without a correction, that doesn't mean that we sell out positions. I haven't sold anything out of my core investment portfolio, which, as you know, is almost entirely in resources, industrial resources, and in Asian stock markets. And I have no intention of selling anything out of that portfolio here anytime soon. So, because I'm only looking for a stock market correction at worst. Now, however, I am being a bit cautious. I'm erring on the side of caution in terms of putting new money in the market at this stage. Those who wish to put new money in the market, I think, should only do so in the full knowledge that they may well see them see a correction unfold fairly shortly after putting that new money in. But again, only a correction. And if we get that correction, I expect it to be an outstanding buying opportunity. Now, that's much more bullish than bearish overall in reflection with my views generally. Government bonds, I don't like the sector, as you know. I'm short JGBs, UK gilts, Euro bunds, and US 30-year treasuries. And I'm protecting those positions with tight in the money stops. Well, all but the JGBs, actually. I had been stopped out at modest gains of JGBs a while back, and they're currently in a ranging pattern. I'm not using stops there at the moment. I will introduce them if we get the bond prices breaking downwards. Again, everything else have been running on a reasonably tight stop basis, and fortunately, the trends have been quite quite orderly. So, bonds, I've said before, but a point worth repeating, I cannot see a major rally against the background of a synchronized global economic recovery and inflation pressures, which are becoming evident to the skeptics on this score. That is not a healthy overall environment for long-dated government bonds. So I can't see a decent rally without a overall stock market correction. And that is, if we see that overall stock market correction, I certainly won't be buying government bonds as a temporary safe haven. What would happen is that my short positions would be stopped out, or I would cover them, and I would be looking to resell probably right around the time I was willing to go put some new money into stock markets. And when I do put money, new money into stock markets, it will almost certainly be, again, in my favorite areas of emerging markets, probably mostly Asia, and also into the resources sector. But I'm gradually shifting my weighting more heavily towards the emerging markets, particularly, as to say, the Asian ones and some developed Asian stock markets. Now, interesting news on the nickel front today. I know a number of subscribers hold that position. It's one of my core positions, but Teck Cominco made a bid offer for Inco. That was quite a surprise in the marketplace overall. And needless to say, did the Inco shares no harm. I think they closed up over $8 in here today. That's the US price. So a very substantial gain, although off the highs that we had seen initially in here. But I think what all it's done is to cause more investors to appreciate how much value there is in these companies that have these large bodies, large ore bodies. In countries that are politically stable, and Inco certainly qualifies on that score. I'll be posting a couple of Bloomberg articles that discuss this subject, but I have no intention of selling my Inco position. I don't expect this Teck Cominco bid to succeed, but they may well up it. Others may come in. I've been hoping all along that the Inco Falcon Bridge merger went through, and no doubt there's going to be plenty of news coming out on this subject over the next few days and weeks, perhaps months, and I don't think it'll be doing the Inco share price any harm. The only thing I think that would be doing the share price any harm would be if Wall Street went belly up for a while, and that's not something that is threatening at this moment. Okay, in metals, I picked up a little bit more gold today. I was tempted to pick up some silver earlier on, and that would have been a good idea, but I didn't. But I do have a very substantial gold position overall. I still have most of my June gold, which will be rolled into August if I haven't rolled it out before then. In other words, what I've been doing is my preferred tactic has been to pick up the August gold on a reaction when I can. And there haven't been all that many reactions, but I have been building up that August gold position on that basis, and then sometimes offsetting those purchases by selling out a bit of the June gold on the next rally. But it's quite a substantial position at this stage, protected with reasonably loose stops overall. So I've got a lot of profit at risk. I'm talking about the profits that I've taken already in the gold market in the last few weeks, plus the open position profits in my account. But so needless to say, if I'm doing that, if I'm trading it on that basis, I'm pretty optimistic that the outlook for gold is still very, very attractive. I like the whole sector generally, but the only other position I have in the precious metals right now is a smaller palladium position. I do, of course, have some gold funds and a little bit in gold shares and so on. So I'm very well represented in this sector. Industrial metals, a little bit of profit taking among some of them, although lead, which has been a wallflower recently, where I do have a spec position, that was a bit firmer. I noticed that nickel closed very well on the day also, so that's been working very much in Inca's favor, quite aside from the merger effort or takeover effort. And what else to mention? Oil. I did say that had pulled back below that $70 level. I think got down close to 69, but couldn't hold that decline overall. And again, this is still very much within its overall secular uptrend, and I remain bullish in terms of energy prices for the long term, and I don't think there's a whole lot of downside risk here in your short term. And no doubt there'll be many more interesting developments tomorrow. Until then, all the best.